This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Just because he'll be president and is now protected from prosecution. Spell the word dereliction.
D-E-R-E-L-E-C-T-I-O-N.
Question two, actor Glenn Powell, who had a huge year and seems to be America's sweetheart, honestly, rewarded a guy who won a Glenn Powell look-alike contest in Texas. The winner won cash, but then Powell told him that he will get him into the new movie of his for a single shot to see if anybody notices. That's funny. Which was not a Glenn Powell movie released last year? Hitman, Twisters, or House of Spies?
House of Spies.
Question three, President Biden seems to be enjoying his time as a lame duck president now, and he had a lot of fun yesterday pardoning turkeys. He pardoned two turkeys named Peach and Blossom. What is a peach blossom?
A tree.
In nature.
Oh, was a peach blossom?
Yeah.
A flower on a peach tree?
All righty. And question four. Researchers were working on an old lighthouse in Scotland, and they found something amazing, a message in a bottle that washed ashore. The note inside the bottle was dated 1892, and it seemed to be written by a teenage girl. What is the capital of Scotland?
Edinburgh.
Question five, Wiz Khalifa was performing and he had to stop his show to yell at a guy in the front row because the guy kept throwing cash at him on stage. Wiz was getting offended because he's not a stripper and he didn't want to be treated like one. I think that's so funny. If that guy threw $58 during the first song, $60 during the second song, and $43 during the third, what's the total he threw on stage?
Tell me the numbers again, I'm sorry.
58, 58, okay. 60, 60, and 43, 43.
151.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And on your way back, fix that television screen that's crooked. It's bothering me. And Terry, where are we off to today?
Heading to work.
And what do we do? Where's work?
I work for the CHP.
For CHP. Oh, I love okay. that. All right. I love that.
No. Very, very boring office job.
Don't say that. Okay. Don't say that. It's not
still important.
It's very important. Yeah. How do you file a lot of tickets that Kevin has gotten?
Okay. No.
I enter in non-injury car accident reports. It's very boring.
Okay.
I type a name and an address, and then it's literally A-tab, 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 A-tab. That's all I do all day. It's very boring.
Well,
Somebody's got to do it.
Right.
You know?
Yes, that's true.
Until AI replaces you, which AI will replace everybody.
Which they could, because I'm sure a monkey could do my job.
All right.
Oh, Terry, come on.
This is not Terry energy. Yeah. I don't like it. You know? And you know what? Again, it's Thanksgiving week. Who gives a damn? Why don't you throw a couple goofy reports in there?
Ooh, yes. That's fun.
You know, just for fun. See if anybody notices.
I did have one where William Shatner was in the car accident.
Oh, my God. What? In our, you know what? We don't have time. Terry, I got to put you on hold, as interesting as that is. All right, Katie, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Here we go. Special Prosecutor Jack Smith, he officially shut down his investigations into Donald Trump now that he won the election. And it's not because there's not evidence of election interference or dereliction of duty. It's just because he's going to be president, and now he's protected from prosecution. He did it. He did it. Spell the word dereliction.
Dereliction. Okay. D-E-R. Dere. E-L. Dereliction. I-C-T-I-O-N.
Wow. Yes.
Also, I believe it's pronounced dereliction. Not dereliction.
I'll pronounce it however I want.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. Question two. Glenn Powell, America's sweetheart. He rewarded a guy who won a Glenn Powell lookalike contest. Now, the winner won cash from the actual contest, but then Glenn Powell contacted him and said, I'm going to get you into my next movie for one single shot just to see if anybody notices.
Oh, what silly goose.
Hysterical. which is not a Glenn Powell movie released in the last year, because he had a bunch of them. Hitman, Twisters, or House of Spies?
House of Spies.
House of Spies is right.
Okay.
That's right. Question three. President Biden, you know, he's having a lot of fun now that he's just a lame duck president, just goofing around.
Good for him.
Wearing his sunglasses, wandering into the jungle. Did you see that video?
No, but I did see him doing a press conference with his aviators on. Yeah. It's like, all right.
Yeah. He pardoned turkeys yesterday, as the tradition goes, and the turkeys were named Peach and Blossom.
Okay.
What is a peach blossom?
Oh.
Like a flower?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a flower on a peach tree. In question four, researchers were working on an old-ass lighthouse in Scotland, and they found a message in a bottle that was dated 1892.
Wow.
And it seemed to be written by a teenage girl. It was kind of hard to read, but they gathered it was a teenage girl.
Okay.
What is the capital of Scotland?
Come
on, these are your people. Oh, wow.
Scotland.
3 seconds.
I cannot think of a single city there.
Ugh. Edinburgh.
Oh. Edinburgh.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Question five. Wiz Khalifa was performing, and he had to stop the show to yell at a guy in the front row because the guy kept throwing cash at him on stage like he was a stripper. Wiz Khalifa's like, I'm not a stripper. Don't treat me like I'm a stripper. Hysterical.
You know what?
Hysterical.
Everybody, go ahead and treat me like a stripper. If you want to throw money at me, please understand. I won't be offended. I'll just think you're stupid and I'll take your money.
I think it's, if you've got the money to just throw around like that, what a hysterical trolling of somebody that throws money at strippers. Like, throw money at them like they're a stripper.
I guess.
There you go. Pick it up. Now you pick it up. Make it clap, Wiz. If he threw $58 at Wiz Khalifa during the first song,
okay,
$60 at him during the second song,
okay,
and $43 at him during the third.
I love that he's got ones.
Yeah, of course. What's the total being thrown at Wiz Khalifa like he's a stripper?
161.
Oh my God, Kevin. What's going on?
She's off the chain.
She is off the chain.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I don't know if I'm that off the chain. It was pretty simple.
All right, Terry, you there?
Yes.
Final score, you guys both got 4.
Oh,
Katie wins. Katie wins. We're going to have $20 of the jackpot. And Terry, tell us what we got to hear.
Today, I am just as smart as Katie.
Just as smart as Katie, indeed. Have a good day, and your job is important. Everybody's job is important, except for ours. Coming up next on the show, Thanksgiving is upon us, and there's been a huge change-up in the ranking for what we love on our Thanksgiving table. What is it? Great question, Gavin. Better find out before Thursday. It's next.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation.
To find out what everybody in America's favorite sides are.
Oh my gosh.
Thanksgiving, okay. The only holiday that is universally celebrated by almost every American, by the way.
Oh.
For our entire lives, and probably our parents' entire lives, if they did polling that long ago, mashed potatoes was the number one side for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
It has been dethroned.
By stuffing.
Yes.
Yes! It's about GD time.
I love stuffing.
I love stuffing too, but more than mashed potatoes. Here's my issue. Saying stuffing is too vague because there is not one type of stuffing.
I'll take it all.
There's many different types of stuffing and not all stuffing is created equal.
Right.
Sorry,
not,
cancel me.
It is not, but it is. Here's the other thing about stuffing. Stuffing, for the most part, comes around once a year.
Yeah.
There really aren't other times of year. I've tried to work it into a meal. My family will only eat it on Thanksgiving.
Why do you think that is? Because you're right.
I don't know.
Why can't we just have stuffing be part of everything?
Do you guys ever at your house just like just like roast a chicken?
No.
Really? Uh-uh. You should. It's great. It's easy. You just do all the stuff on it, listen, put it in, and then you're done. And then just...
I know it's socially acceptable, too. I feel like my family just won't do it. I would love to incorporate smoking a whole turkey as part of a yearly like dinner. Like, you could get a lot of food out of it. Doesn't have to be like a 18-pound turkey or something like that.
No, that's not what I get.
Get like an 8-pound turkey or something.
I get like a reasonable-sized chicken.
And I would smoke it in my Traeger on a weekend.
And who's stopping you?
My family.
They won't eat turkey?
Just like your family won't eat stuffing.
But they... Oh, yeah, I guess so. You know what's fun? Here's what you should do. Okay, this is almost how you can trick your kids into it.
Okay. By the way, we started off talking about how stuffing is now the number one side for Thanksgiving. Dethroning mashed potatoes.
Okay. Here's how you do it. Get Cornish game hens.
Never.
No.
Why?
They're too small.
You have not let me finish.
No. I don't need to.
Let me please.
Go ahead.
Okay. You cook a Cornish game hen for everybody, okay? And then it's like everybody gets their own chicken. And the kids love it.
Not my kids.
Why?
My wife, during COVID, tried to do a Victorian Christmas.
That is something completely different.
She made duck.
Okay, that is not a Cornish game hen.
And then she also tried Cornish game
hens. I thought she did a goose.
It was goose. Yeah, right. not duck. It doesn't go over well.
I don't think it's more of a.
It's like putting a toy in front of a kid instead
also,
of a meal.
That was COVID. Our brains were broken.
That's true.
Okay.
I don't want to smoke a Cornish game hen. First of all, saying Cornish game hen makes you sound like you're an aristocrat. What's for dinner tonight, Jeeves?
Madam Mary has prepared Cornish game hens. No. Delightful.
It's like a turkey for everyone.
Yeah. Or a word that doesn't make sense. Purple.
Okay. Well, I mean.
I just want to smoke a turkey.
I think you just should then.
But not if everybody's going to. Like putting turkey in front of your family outside of Christmas or Thanksgiving. Just like you putting stuffing in front of your family for dinner on like a Wednesday night. It's like practically like throwing a pumpkin on the table in April and saying, let's carve it. They look at you like, what are you doing?
Well, then maybe we need to change it.
Maybe we do.
Maybe we need to.
We need to rebrand some things.
We need to rebrand.
Turkey and
or Cornish
stuffing.
Game hens.
Or you're really pushing the Cornish game hen agenda.
Big Cornish game hen is in my back pocket.
Who's on board for an easier, smaller holiday dinner any time of year?
Kevin, this would be great for you because your mom won't give you a turkey. She always gives your brother a ham.
Yeah, well, now he has his own family, so.
So you got a turkey?
No, we don't have enough people to finish one.
Oh.
Like I said, you can just get an 8-pound turkey. That's like two or three meals for you.
I don't eat leftovers.
Oh, that's right.
Fine, then eat all 8 pounds of it at once and then go into a coma and we'll never see you again.
I mean, I don't want to say this is another argument for a Cornish game hen.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get you for Christmas a shirt that just says, ask me about my Cornish game hen. Coming up on the wake-up call, it's Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. Call us right now if you want to be part of it. You know you've always wondered, which is better, my maiden name or my married name? Good news for you. Katie and I are experts on this. 916-909-1065-909-1065. Call us right now. Be part of your show. Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. Coming up next on the wake-up call.
Nothing. up call.
Why do you hate beautiful women?
Because I am them.
Period.
106.5 The End.
Presented by Roseville Chevrolet.
And you can be part of it by calling 916-909-1065. I'm working it out. 909-1065. Be part of your show by calling and being part of Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. Let's start with a hard one.
Ooh.
All right, hold on. Aralia? Hello? Aralia. Aralia. Kevin,
go to the next person. Put her back on hold.
It's Aralia.
Aralia?
Okay.
Yes, it's Aralia.
What the hell's been going on? I've been saying something close to your name. All right.
Okay, so say it again. What is it?
Aurelia.
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 Okay, Aurelia. What is your maiden name?
Trujillo.
Trujillo.
Trujillo. I'm already confused by this.
Aurelia. Aurelia.
Aurelia.
Trujillo.
Yeah, Aurelia Trujillo, and I am marrying into Paganucci.
Oh, God.
Ooh. I love the Kaganuchi River.
Okay. Aurelia Trujillo sounds like a skin condition.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got to tell you, Paganucci's a fun name.
Is it P, like Paul?
Yes.
That is so fun.
Paganucci!
Paganucci!
Now, I will say Paganucci also sounds like one of our disreputable, canceled Renaissance artists.
Oh.
Like, that was, that there was Michelangelo,
oh,
there was
sure.
Raphael, there was Paganucci, but Paganucci we don't talk about because...
He was the fifth Ninja Turtle, and they had to let him go.
He just kept insisting on sculpting.
We don't like to talk about
We don't like to talk about what Paganucci did. But it's better.
I feel like no matter what, Paganucci's so fun.
Yeah.
That, and like, I really would love for people to just call you Paganucci.
I would too.
Okay, yeah. So you're into it.
That's an upgrade.
That's an upgrade. Good
a
job.
Solid upgrade. Still not sure how to pronounce her first name.
Aurelia.
Good morning, Whitney. Whitney.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, Whitney, what's your maiden name?
Okay, Whitney Wells.
Wells?
Yeah, like
W-E-L-L-S. There's an S at the end
of
it. Wow. Whitney Wells
Whitney
is a
Wells
good
is
name.
Fire. I'm worried about where we're going, Whitney.
I can't imagine where we would go.
What is your married name?
Whitney McCoy.
Okay.
Gavin,
no. No, but Whitney...
You get thrown off by a mick every time. It's fine. Whitney McCoy is fine. Whitney McCoy has a great country music album.
Do you hear
I
that?
Loved it.
It sounds so good coming out of your mouth.
Okay. But it's given me a certain kind of person.
It's a Western person.
Right.
Like a
it's
country music.
That, or somebody that like... She and her girlfriends love to go line dancing.
You can't wait to wear a silly hat inside and high cut-off jean shorts with boots.
Right, yeah. But Whitney Wells, first of all, she comes from the Wells dynasty.
Yeah.
Okay? You know the Wells. You haven't seen their house because it's behind the gates.
Right.
Okay?
With the big W on it.
Right, exactly. So... This is an obvious downgrade.
It's not an obvious downgrade. I don't agree with that, but it is a downgrade.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Whitney Wells is a,
I'm so sorry.
What a name. Holy cow. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning.
All right, Katrina. So what's your maiden name?
My maiden name is Collier.
Katrina Collier.
Collier.
Okay. That's a little cutie pie.
Is that like, sounds, I don't know if it is, but it sounds like it's the name of a spring water company. Is that the am I thinking the right thing?
There's
the Collier man's here.
There's something close to that. But
all right.
Katrina, oh, do you ever go by Cat? Oh, you can't be Cat Collier.
Why not?
Cat Collier.
Oh, Cat
Collier. That's what I do for my email.
Cat?
Together. Yeah.
Cat Collier. All right. And what's your...
That sound like Cat Collier.
What's your married name?
Bluford.
Bluford.
Okay. Do you have a manor?
The Bluefords.
Right. Like, oh...
We're going to Bluford's
we're
estate.
We're going to Bluford Manor.
Bluford Estates sounds like a winery.
Yeah, or Bluford Estates sounds like the next, like, Roseville neighborhood that they're putting in next to yours.
But not like a nice one, though.
It's all going to be KB Homes over in Bluford Estates.
Yeah. Well, but it's like if I told you that there's a sitcom that's starting called Bluford Manor.
Yes.
It sounds like it's about poor people that won the lottery. but I still say it's an upgrade.
What is your husband's name?
Jason
Bluford.
Jason and Kat Bluford.
I would have dropped the L. If you drop the L in Bluford.
And be Buford?
Buford.
Oh, that's not. prestigious.
No? Well, are we shooting for prestige?
Is always. That what we're doing? Oh, every
okay. day. I didn't know that. That's the motto of the wake-up call. Shoot for prestige.
Right, yeah.
We missed the mark.
Okay, so I think it's a downgrade.
Yeah, okay. I take it back. It's a downgrade. Yeah, Collier. Right. It's got to be Collier.
Yeah.
We don't have time for anybody else today.
Oh, man. I know.
Oh, man. Dang. Kicking the dirt. But thank you to everybody who called. We got to take a short break. And when we come back, Kevin called off, but that was news to Katie, even though she responded to his text in the middle of the night telling us that. What is going on with Katie? Well, we're going to find out in 10 minutes.
106.5 The End Concert Calendar.
Yeah! The Black Eyed Peas Las Vegas residency is at PH Live at Planet Hollywood. Your chance to win a trip for two, airfare, two-night hotel stay, and tickets to the show. Listen every day for the keyword at 8 a.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. for your chance to qualify to win.
For the latest concert updates, go to hisonline.com.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and it is fall, y'all, which means Roseville Chevrolet and the Roseville Auto Mall is having their fall savings sale, which actually it's not what they're calling it. I'm just trying to make it sound cutesy for the holidays, but they are having huge red tag sales. They offer flexible interest rates, an awesome selection of EVs, including trucks and SUVs, and great factory discounts available. We've now purchased 3 cars from Roseville Chevrolet, as well as leased a vehicle, and it's been an amazing process every single time. Roseville Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Your spine, at the center of almost every move you make, walking, driving, even lying down to rest. That's why back and neck pain affects your life in so many ways, limiting your work, your play, even your mental outlook. Dignity Health has the recognized expertise you can trust to understand your condition and put you on the path toward a more fulfilling life. Find a spine specialist at dignityhealth.org/sacramentospine. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
Ooh, we got a question.